Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So we finally have a little bit more details after President Biden announced his student loan relief for, quote, borrowers who need it most. And they posted this on their White House website. And they have in this, in their introduction, said since 1980, the total cost of both four-year public and four-year private college has nearly tripled. That's a problem that I think the colleges need to fix. That's not yours and mine. Why, you know, we're already we're getting spanked on one cheek and then smacked on the other with that one. But, you know, is anybody talking to the colleges about that? They said even accounting for inflation. Yeah, they're charging a lot. Federal support has not kept up. Well, it won't. The more you give these colleges, the more they're going to charge. They said Pell Grants once covered nearly 80% of the cost of a four-year public college degree for students from working families, now only covers a third. Why is that? They said that has left many students from low and middle-income families with no choice but to borrow if they want to get a degree. According to the Department of Education analysis, the typical undergraduate student with loans now graduates in about $25,000 in debt. So here is Biden's three-part plan to provide more breathing room to American working families as they continue to recover from the strains associated with the COVID-19 pandemic. They said this plan offers targeted debt relief as part of a comprehensive effort to address the burden of growing college costs and make the student loan system more manageable for working families. They say public targeted debt relief to address the financial harms of the pandemic, fulfilling the president's campaign commitment. So they say the Department of Education is going to provide up to $20,000 in debt cancellation to Pell Grant recipients with loans held by the Department of Education. See, I thought Pell Grants weren't supposed to be paid back. So apparently Pell Grant recipients that also have loans, I guess, get $20,000 off. And then $10,000 to non-Pell Grant recipients. Borrowers are eligible for this relief if their income is under $125,000 or $250,000 for married couples. No high-income individual or high-income household will benefit from this action. The pause on federal student loan repayment will be extended one final time to December 31st. Borrowers will have to start paying by January 2023. They're going to make the student loan system more manageable for current and future borrowers by cutting monthly payments in half for undergraduate loans. They are going to make payments and cap monthly payments for undergraduate loans of 5%. Of a borrower's discretionary income, half of the rate the borrowers must pay now under existing plans, so the average annual student loan payment will be lowered maybe by about $1,000 for both current and future borrowers. They're going to fix the broken public service loan forgiveness program by proposing a rule that borrowers who have worked at a nonprofit, in the military, or in the federal, state, tribal, or local government receive appropriate credit towards loan forgiveness. Okay, I totally agree with tribal, nonprofit, military. But if you work for the local government, you get your loans paid off. That's trying to get more people to get government jobs. They're building government. So, they say these improvements will build upon the temporary changes in the Department of Education has already made, under which more than 175,000 public servants have already had more than $10 billion in loan forgiveness approved. They're going to protect future students and taxpayers by reducing the cost of college and holding schools accountable when they hike up prices. Thank you. The president championed, they said, the largest increase to Pell Grants, but they want to continue to fight to double the maximum Pell Grant and make community college free. Now, making community college free, I'm a little mixed on. I say turn high school into a dual high school college diploma by actually teaching them things that will, you know, get them jobs. I would rather maybe extend college, high school, maybe extend high school by one more year and it be the dual associate's degree. But to take community colleges and then make all of them free, that's going to be pretty damn expensive. They say colleges have an obligation to keep prices reasonable and ensure borrowers get value from their investments, not debt they cannot afford. All right. So they want to provide targeted debt relief. What else do they want to do? They want to provide relief to 43 million borrowers by canceling the remaining balance. Oh, they say if all borrowers claim the relief they are entitled to, these actions will cancel a lot of the remaining balance. See, the remaining balance. You know how people are kicking themselves for making payments? Those individuals who blew off paying their payments are going to benefit the most. Those who were really diligent and started paying right away are kicking themselves. There was one person who was interviewed who said, I had just paid them off. I had just paid my loans off. Now what? You know, so the average person now is like, what if the next president says they're going to write off 50 grand? Who's going to be diligent and paying? So they want to help borrowers of all ages. The Department of Education estimates that among borrowers who are eligible for relief, 21% are 25 and under, 44% are 26 to 39, and a third of them are over 40. So there's a lot of stuff they talk about, but you know, some people are like, well, it's not that big a deal. It's not really going to raise inflation. We already have inflation. It is a big deal. And the reason why it's a big deal is, number one is, it ticks off anybody who's paid off their student loans or is about to borrow, and they're like, well, I picked a college to save money. I could have instead accepted in a more expensive one if I knew that they were going to possibly write money off. So it does start to make people rethink, wait a second, I thought I was doing this right because I was going to, you know, borrow within my means. And I worked all through medical school. I could have been a surgeon, but instead I worked. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have a family. I can't be burdened with loans. I'm going to take as little student loans as possible. I want to be able to get out there and start working so I can pay this back. I could have been a surgeon. I mean, you could take this so far as to look at, you know, a lot of people made very serious decisions based on how college, you know, how you have to plan for college spending and plan for borrowing. But it is a big deal because now, what else gets written off? Electric vehicle debt? Mortgage debt? What else gets written off? And if people don't pay their debt, they're not going to learn what borrowing money means. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So you guys are frustrated. A lot of you are frustrated. A lot of things that have been going on has been frustrated. Frustrating. And I like to go to music. I like to turn to music. And music just really seems to balance everything out. Not so much in terms of relaxing me, or but it a lot of times expresses things that you don't know how to express. So let's say you're on a date, you want to tell somebody you love them, but you can't find the words. Music can do that. Songs can do that. Well, there's a song called Idiots. And this song by Gun Hill Road really kind of explains where we are. And it's not Democrat, it's not Republican, it's kind of how we feel, our frustration with narratives, with media, with what's going on politically, and just how our world is being run, not by you and I, but by idiots. And who wrote this is Michael Harrison, as well as the Gun Hill Road Quartet. The Gun Hill, he's part of Gun Hill Road. Gun Hill Road, if you guys remember, their hit single back in the 70s, back when my hair was short. And they've been doing music over, you know, multiple decades, and here they are with their latest hit, Idiots. Now, I'm going to play a clip of this, and then I'm going to talk about it, because it's actually brilliant. So, Daniel, go ahead and play a clip if you can.
Thinking's on a holiday for many folks every day. Spewing words of fear and hate makes our culture second rate. Let's start out with easy stuff, then the stuff that's far more tough. Here at home and overseas, ignorance is the real disease.
Idiots walk among us.
They're lazy, lazy, lazy.
Idiots talk among us.
Their speech is often hazy.
Idiots talk among us.
Never ceases to amaze me.
Idiots talk among us.
Tries to be crazy, crazy, crazy.
Crazy, 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 crazy.
They cherry pick and reaffirm half-baked dumb ideas. Agree with almost anything that feeds their hate and fears. Always blaming others for their own damn lack of vision. They buy the crap that sold them from the merchants of division.
Idiots talk among us.
They're lazy, lazy, lazy.
Idiots talk among us.
Their speech is often hazy.
Idiots talk among us.
Never ceases to amaze me.
Idiots talk among us.
Drives me crazy, crazy, crazy.
Crazy, 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 crazy.
Yeah, I tell you, yeah, you know, I couldn't have written it better. I'm not very good at writing songs. Michael Harrison and his team knocked it out of the park. And I played this, you know, not because I, you know, want to talk down and you know, insult people of how, you know, I think there's people out there that are pretty wily in what they're doing. But in terms of, where is their background? Where is their education? Why are we listening? That's all, and you can interpret the song any way you like. But why are we listening to non-doctors when it comes to pandemics? Now, I'm not saying an accountant has nothing to offer. They do. I'm not saying a political science professor has nothing they could offer when it comes to the Affordable Care Act. You know, everybody does have a piece. But they seem to dominate conversation, policy, and to me, idiots are among us. I look at it as we're allowing people that really even haven't fact-checked, haven't even researched, to be these voices of authority and to make these policies and to drive where America goes. You know, Dr. Fauci, I've been very patient with a lot of his advice because I understand the position he was in, and I agreed with his initial assessment of masks, going, look, guys, you know, it's a barrier, doesn't necessarily, it's not going to protect you against a disease like this, because we learned a lot from Ebola, and you had to really hazmat up. So we know in medicine what works and what doesn't. But we lost a lot of the respect in the medical community when our CDC, our director of NIH, and our coronavirus pandemic director started to lose that faith in people, flip-flopping, kind of going with the narratives. And so many of you are frustrated because in the olden days, they'd be like, okay, this is doctor recommended. You're like, ooh. Okay, so that treatment's doctor recommended. Okay, then I guess this isn't just a commercial or a marketing team. A doctor recommended it. Well, what have we done in medicine now? We have products and supplements and things like that, and the doctor goes, yeah, I recommend it. That doctor's getting paid good money to recommend it. Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz is a very, very intelligent man, very well-versed in medicine and all that. But once he sold supplements and people thought that he was touting things because there was a paycheck behind it, whether it was true or not, he lost that respect. He lost that trust. We watch the news, and we see commentators. Now, good news outlets will say, look, this person is a legal analyst. They are employed by this university. They work for this company, etc. But I see some of these experts, because I watch all the stations, and you could see they're so excited to be on TV that no matter what, they will completely push the same narrative, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, this is bad, or this is good, or this is... We don't have you on there to be a yes-man. We don't have you on the news to just agree with MSNBC or Fox. We have you there to tell us your honest opinion. You know, I had people interview me wanting me to say, do not let anybody get the COVID vaccine. I couldn't say that. I'm like, look, the technology, you know, has been studied. The technology is sound. There will be risks. There's no way anything is risk-free. That's why I support the vaccine. I just don't support a mandate. And nobody should force anything. Any medication should be forced. Tylenol for a fever shouldn't be forced. Nothing should be forced on somebody. You know, unless, of course, we have life-saving measures and we need to push some IV fluids, we need to give you epinephrine, something like that. But if you are healthy, you know, and or you know, nothing should be forced, but, you know, these are the advantages. We really need to go back to people offering the expertise, the advice, offering the suggestions for policies that actually have the background. And for the love of God, don't just be Democrat or Republican. Be honest. If there are side effects to a vaccine, be honest about that. If we don't know if something is going to make you immune or not, be honest. If we think it's going to protect you, be honest. But I think now a doctor that gets up in front of a microphone, people think is Republican or Democrat. Look at our judges. Judges were supposed to be neutral. Going in, they hear the case and they make a decision. Well, now it's, well, if a Republican appointed you, you're going to be conservative. If a Democrat appointed you, you're going to be liberal. So now when somebody looks at a judge, I used to just see a judge where they're going to listen to both sides and make a ruling. Now people assume they're going to be right or left before they even heard the case. Now, I understand our frustration. I get it. I think people are, you know, how many economists were consulted with this $10,000 wipe off of student debt? What about voter psychology? You know, did they really review all the ramifications of people who just paid off their loans? You know, for people who made, you know, different choices, going, you know what, I can't afford college. That's just too rich for my blood. I'm going to, you know, do something else. You know, for people who are about to borrow, go, well, maybe I should just borrow more. And, you know, did who is running things? And all administrations fall under this, and people in the media fall under the trap of, you know what, if I'm going to be on a conservative station, I better complain about this. If I'm going to be on a liberal station, I better complain about this. Now, just tell us what you think. The funny thing is the majority of people are moderate. The media makes it look like everybody's extreme. And we have some extremes. But that's because that's what makes the news. That's what sells. But the majority of people are more central. And they do want to hear both sides. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But check out Idiots, Gun Hill Road. Fantastic album. Way to go, Michael Harrison and team. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is forgiving $10,000 of student loan debt. However, it doubles to $20,000 in forgiveness if the person got a Pell Grant. Meantime, the student loan pause will be extended through the end of the year. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady calls out the legality of Biden's executive order on Fox Business.
I don't believe this is legal. Look, the president is trying to use taxpayers as a personal campaign slush fund, and it's wrong. And I don't believe he has the legal authority to do it. But I think to your bigger point, this is just so unfair.
Kentucky lawmakers are working together to help flood victims. Governor Andy Beshear has signed off on a special session that's bringing state officials to Frankfort today to discuss the next steps in helping eastern Kentucky's flood victims. USA Radio News.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so Kaiser Permanente is facing a lawsuit for allegedly charging patients for COVID testing. The COVID testing was supposed to be covered by government payments and government subsidies. So now Kaiser Permanente is facing a lawsuit for allegedly charging patients. The basis, though, of the lawsuit, how Kaiser apparently got themselves into some trouble, is there was a flu test combined with it. So somebody was charged $310 for a flu test, but the patient said they didn't request it. And I'll talk a little bit more about that. So according to NBC News, Bay Area, they say, we have filed a class action lawsuit. This is Brian Devine. We have filed a class action lawsuit that was filed last week in Alameda County Superior Court. He is an attorney with Seeger Devine LLP, who is representing Ms. Faye Getubig, who, he said, went to Kaiser for COVID-19 testing weeks later, received what he calls a, quote, illegal bill. The complaint accuses Kaiser of conducting and charging for a multiplex test, which detects both COVID and the flu. Devine said Gutabig tried disputing the charge, but Kaiser didn't budge. The class representative was tested in Sacramento. They said, we have heard from people who have been tested in Sonoma County, people who were tested in San Francisco, so this does not seem to be an isolated incident. He said Kaiser insures more than 40% of Californians, so he believes the number of patients impacted could be huge. In just the last 2 weeks, he's heard from a handful of people with similar bills. They say, we don't know whether or not this is an intended effort by Kaiser to try to get people either to stop testing or to pass on some of those costs, which is kind of actually an interesting concept, to stop testing. If people get bills, it's fascinating in that people might use that, companies might use that to dissuade people from coming. I mean, that's kind of how, if we're getting slammed, then we might as well up costs, and then we'll be able to have less people come in. In fact, I think some amusement parks did that, where they upped the cost to try to limit the number of people coming, and then they were like, well, yeah, but, you know, if you come and we have less traffic, then you're going to feel like it's worth that because you're able to enjoy the rides more. So, you know, it could be a ploy, but for the most part, these tests are a little tricky in that when I would screen somebody for flu or strep, you were underpaid, completely underpaid. Now, that doesn't mean you charge somebody $300, but we don't actually make money when we do a urine test on you. We might make a buck or two on the test, but it costs more to buy these tests. When I administer flu shots, I told you, Medicare gave me 12, 13 cents for giving somebody a flu shot. And that was if they even paid me at all. Well, your billers should have done it right. Our billers did. Our billers used the codes. There's only X amount of, a flu shot code. It's the universal code. Used the modifier, did the diagnosis, everything. I mean, they know how to code for a flu shot. Didn't matter. So doctors take losses on a lot of these things. And the reason why the insurance company doesn't pay is they're like, but you're getting paid for the visit. So why are we paying you for the visit plus this? Bundle it all. Now, not everything is supposed to be bundled, but it happens for some. Now, why the flu test? Why would a flu test be run? Well, I'm not exactly sure what date this happened. I think we had maybe 25 cases of flu in the U.S. last week. Slowly, we might be seeing flu. But when I have patients call in to telemedicine saying, I don't have COVID, so don't tell me I have COVID. Give me flu medication. I'm like, okay, well, it's August. Not really seeing a lot of flu. The last thing we need is Tamiflu resistance. I don't think I want to, give you Tamiflu and misdiagnose you for flu. So there is a huge demand to test for both. And it's very convenient to test for both. But the government might not be reimbursing the flu test part of it. Now, I still don't understand why the test is $300. In fact, I'm trying to look up, I can't even buy the multiplex. Let me see if I can even find what the cost. Because $300, usually for a box, I used to be able to get a flu, to be able to test for flu, I got that for about $100 for the box. But that was years ago. Let me see if I can find out what that costs. Okay, here we go. If I want to test for both COVID and flu, I could get 30 tests for $680 plus tax, so $700. So 700 divided by 30. All right, so we're looking at 2,200. No. Maybe we're looking at 25, 26 a test. Why are they charging 300? Even a nurse's visit shouldn't cost that much. But the tests are expensive. I could get 25 for $500, so that's $20 a test. It's still, I don't see where they're getting the $300. But the insurance isn't going to necessarily cover for that. So people are going to be like, well, tell this. And, you know, the reason why insurance or the government said they were going to help reimburse for COVID costs is there was that story where early on in the pandemic, Washington was having, you know, a few cases. And then I believe there was somebody in California that thought they might have had COVID. So they went into a hospital to get tested. And they walked out with a $2,000 bill. So people are like, oh, to hell with that. I'm just going to stay home. Well, the government's like, wait a second. Okay, we need to know. We want you tested. We want you to get care. We, you know, and the hospitals are like, but people won't pay their bills. Already with Obamacare, people aren't paying their bills. Now with COVID, no one's going to pay their bills. We're about to go under. So what saved the healthcare system was the government saying, we're going to reimburse. If it's COVID-related, we'll cover you. Don't kick that patient out. You're going to be overwhelmed with this, probably because they knew about the virus way before we did. They go, well, we got your back. And so that's why when patients came in and they go, I'm coughing, I'm shortness of breath, diagnosis of possible COVID, you know, was on there. Exposure to communicable diseases. If there's a pandemic, you are exposed to a communicable disease. That is a legit code. So that's what was used, and that's why there was that reimbursement. Sadly, you probably had some places take advantage of it. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Kaiser. Apparently, in a statement, Kaiser wrote that their policy is not to charge for COVID testing, including a multiplex COVID test, and they are reviewing the members' allegations and will fix it if they identify technical error. Devine said he and his client just want to make sure this practice ends and doesn't deter our community from getting tested, especially at a time where COVID is still knocking on our doors. Now, mind you, some of your patients are like, well, good for them because these companies will never call you back. And now, finally, they answered. It stinks that happens. It stinks that sometimes it takes a lawyer to get somebody to look at it. But it is a little odd that cost $300. So what's the markup? Somebody would say, well, what would the markup be? Well, if you get reimbursed $50, let's say, for that test, then most likely you're going to charge $60, $65. Some people might charge $100 because most of it gets written off. I still don't understand where the $300 came from, unless they charge for nurse visit or doctor visit. Or did the patient see a doctor, have a doctor visit, after deductible, it came to $300. I don't know. But so these bills, you know, you definitely have to look at what they're charging you for. If you didn't see a provider, you need to document that, you know. I've had some people say they didn't even see anybody and they got charged for it. I've had other people say they didn't see anybody, and the doctor's like, but I did the test. You couldn't have had the test done if I didn't do them. You had a pap smear, for crying out loud. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. so I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly, you show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Zelensky is hailing a reborn Ukraine on its Independence Day. This was 6 months after Russia invaded. Russia invaded on February 24th. He said, we were told you have no chance. On August 24th, Zelensky says, we say, happy Independence Day, Ukraine. So the country's leader is pretty happy, although Ukraine has been devastated. Russia has lost tens of thousands of troops. It's been a mess on the economy. We don't know if there's any end to sight, but people are prepared. More money and more help has been given to Ukraine. I think we just sent another $3 billion package. But Ukraine feels they have been reborn. This is their anniversary of the date celebrating their independence when they left the Soviet Union. Kyiv's international allies offered praise and new promises of military aid to mark the occasion. President Joe Biden had announced a package of nearly $3 billion. He said he would allow the country to acquire weapons to defend itself over the long term. But mass gatherings were canceled and Ukrainians across the country told to be vigilant because Russia is preparing to unleash more strikes. But it is huge symbolism. And, you know, to see a country such as Ukraine being able to hold off Russia and prevent the war from entering World War III, staving it off, hopefully it's not inevitable and we don't have to go into World War III. My worry is if Ukraine can't keep this up and Russia decides to team up with China and China decides to invade Taiwan, we could be looking at a World War III picture anyway. And then maybe we could have headed this off at the pass 6 months ago before all this death and destruction. But here we are now. And, you know, it's something that, you know, we always have like a war or something going on every 20 years. But this is something that really has the potential to draw the whole world into conflict. And so it's very frustrating, but it's pretty historic to see what Ukraine has been able to do. Now, Zelensky said at least 15 were killed in an attack on a train station in southeastern Ukraine. 15 people have been killed, 50 wounded, on a train station in Dnipropetrovsk Oblast, according to Ukraine's president. He said this during remarks at the UN Security Council. There have been Russian missile strikes currently going on. About 22 minutes ago, we hear that they did conduct missile strikes across Ukrainian territory. They said Ukraine has been receiving warnings about the possibility of massive missile strikes. This is obviously a day they're concerned that there would be a upswing of activity, especially after the Russian oligarch's daughter was killed in a bombing, which, again, could have been Russia. Might not even have been Ukraine. Russia's ruble has stabilized. It did crash at the beginning of the war, and in fact, it was worth less than monopoly money. They say that it is starting to stabilize, even though there's been tough sanctions. U.S., European Union, Western allies have imposed sanctions on much of their banking system, freezing hundreds of billions of dollars. Their central bank introduced policies to prevent investors and companies from selling the currency and other measures that force them to buy it. Yeah, I was even looking at that going, huh, I wonder if you bought some rubles, would you make money? I just don't want to help the Russians, so I don't want to do that, but I don't even think you can. Russia has demanded the European countries still make energy payments in rubles, and then they cut off gas supplies to customers who refuse to do so. This crash was pretty significant, but it looks like the ruble has been going back up. It has stabilized. They say despite the sanctions, surging energy prices have padded the country's coffers. And they say Russia's currency now has soared to a 7-year high against the U.S. dollar. So Biden is going to speak with Zelensky tomorrow as the U.S. warns of upcoming, quote, sham referenda in regions of Ukraine. John Kirby said that the National Communications Coordinator, National Security Council, said the U.S. is going to continue to rally the free world and galvanize allies and partners to support Ukraine. So Zaporizhia is what a lot of us have all eyes on. And Zaporizhia is the largest nuclear power plant in Europe, the 10th largest in the world. And there was a worker there who was injured because of Russian shelling. And apparently, the threat of nuclear calamity is still high, if not higher. And there's fears because there's been shelling that has intensified around the area. They say attacks at the complex have ramped up as fighting flares in the Ukraine south. There's a lot of concerns that Russia could do something drastic. You know, people say Russia wouldn't hurt any of the power plants because it would hurt Russia. Russia has obviously doesn't seem to care. Look at, you know, I mean, if it let its economy... conscripting and drafting, you know, military and these people are dying in the war. I mean, if Russia feels that they need to, you know, cut off their nose to spite their face, they're going to do it. So we aren't dealing with people who are very, very logical. So it is very concerning. My concern is they might be trying to do it to make it look like it's Ukraine's ineptness. Remember, Russia, it looks like to us, nobody listens to Russia. Nobody cares what they say. Nobody believes anything they say. It's a whole different world. And I spoke to somebody who was in support of Ukraine, but he has family in Russia. And he said, you're not going to believe this, but they actually love Putin. I said, we disagree and we don't have anything to do with them, but Putin has a following, and they believe Ukraine is bad and evil. there's also allies to Russia. And so I think that the whole world is looking at them as crazy. And I'd like to believe that. But there's people out there that aren't, you know, idiots are among us. You know, there's... So if Russia goes, you know what, we will have enough people in the world that'll believe us that it was Ukraine that set this off. And then we will have more countries in support of us and what we're doing with Ukraine. These false flag operations are something that they've done since the beginning and are continuing to use for their propaganda. So it is concerning. We'll keep you posted. We hear a Ukrainian football match had to be halted 4 times by an air raid. Took over 4 hours to complete, but they completed it. The Ukrainian Premier League football match, which is soccer, in Lviv, went on despite halting 4 times as a result of multiple air raids. The match was between Ruk Lviv and Metalist Kharkiv. And it, they went off and they returned back and they, you know, so... power to them. I really, really hope that this ends as quickly as possible, and I commend Ukraine for keeping us out of World War III. I just don't know how long they could hold on, and it shouldn't be happening, but it is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so monkeypox is obviously affecting the world. People are scrambling for more monkeypox vaccine, and Switzerland has now announced that they have plans to procure 40,000 doses as well as 500 units of the antiviral drug. The Army is also going to procure 60,000 vaccine doses and 500 drug doses to be ready. The vaccine can also be used in the event of an outbreak of other smallpox viruses. It's fascinating to me that we are able to use the smallpox virus for this because we don't have the monkeypox virus, but thank God the smallpox virus offers protection. So the drugs and vaccines and their use in civilian healthcare is going to cost about 8.6 million Swiss dollars, 8.9 million U.S. dollars. But they have over 400 monkeypox cases. We're at about 16,000. We were at like 15,900, so we're about 16,000 now. Government expects 20,000 people are going to want the vaccine. And that's the other thing, too. When it comes to, you know, like, well, how many vaccines do we need if only 16,000 people have it? You don't understand. We need to vaccinate 200 times, right? The number of individuals that could be a risk. So we have to be pretty aggressive with this. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi there, it's Joe Montana. Life after football has been full of taking my shot at new things. Now I'm working with Pfizer to tell you about pneumococcal pneumonia. Pneumococcal pneumonia should be the last thing standing in your way.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can strike any time of year. It can disrupt your life for weeks, and in severe cases, it can put you in the hospital and even be life-threatening. And Joe knows that vaccination is one of the best ways to help protect himself from pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, COPD, chronic heart disease, or diabetes, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about the risk of pneumococcal pneumonia and whether vaccination is right for you. Understand your risk at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com. This is your shot.
This message is brought to you by Pfizer.